Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Okay. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Wow. I have to say, today is the first day. Well, it's Wednesday for you, not Wednesday for me. Today is Tuesday, and for me, and it has been the best day that I've had in a while so far, considering, geez, everything that I feel like I've experienced in this entire year. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before, where I said that I felt like every single conclusion or lesson that I've ever drawn all feel like it resurfaced all at once in this year. So you can imagine that that is extremely overwhelming, and it just felt like extremely transformative, and also it felt very excavating. That's the best word that I can use given the severity, if you know what excavation is. So in today's topic, it's going to be rant-like in nature, but for the most part, I want to talk about accountability and trauma. And to give a little update, like I normally do in the beginning, I am doing this 3-day fast with one of my friends from church, and it really just feels so good to me to be able to do this, because her and I were talking, and I'm actually going to have her on the podcast because I love her. I love her brain. I love how her and I can just talk and talk about such thought-provoking and insightful things. And I love conversations like that. It just feels so good to me. And we have a lot of common interests as well. So I'll definitely let you guys know when I have her on or when I intend on having her on. But her and I were talking about how she feels currently and how she was kind of idealizing her past self in some ways. And I completely understood what she was talking about. And I said, well, what got me through a really difficult time was doing a fast, and I'll do it with you. And I remember when it was suggested to me by one of my other friends, and I felt so broken and just so sad that I don't know why I didn't even think of it. And the fact that she joined me and she didn't even have to, I felt like, wow, what a perfect opportunity to just pay it forward and do this with her. And I just feel so good. It's just crazy. I haven't been sleeping super early, which is very atypical for me, because I love sleep. When I tell you, I love sleep. I woke up so late on Saturday. I can't even tell you guys the time that I woke up. And at the same time, I truly don't care, to be honest. I mean, I work from home. I work for myself. But when I'm up, I try to make sure that I am as productive as possible. But you can imagine my extreme confusion waking up at 1 something when I went to bed at 1 something. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Obviously, I needed the rest. Today is the first day that I woke up energized. I still went to bed late. I woke up completely fine. I did my routine. I did EFT. I did my devotion and prayer. I wrote down the things that I was grateful for. I was able to meditate. And then I intentionally, because I were fasting till 4 p.m., made sure I was listening to sermons and, you know, Christian music. And it's a very sensitive thing. You want to be very intentional about the things that you're imparting in your spirit and things like that. So I really have been enjoying. It's only day one, and I feel like, whoa, I just had a radical different day. And I even made a couple TikToks, which was super fun. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is something that I discussed in one of my TikToks as well, where it's like we have this fascination with all of these buzzwords, right? The it girl, all these different things, when it's literally just the basics of doing things that are healthy for yourself. I think it's something to really take note of and to find intriguing in the fact that we have these buzzwords for things that mean very simple things at best. And I understand it feels good to sometimes hop on different trends, and it having an exciting name can be the driving motivation behind, you know, achieving that thing. But that's all that it really is, right? And the reason I say that is because I also made two TikToks about my opinion on this current trend of get your advice from Eastern European woman. And I understand that because that's has been their culture, that it's you'd want to get advice from them and things like that. However, like I was saying, I think it's important that we really try and understand that those experiences are not exclusive to Eastern European women. And essentially what I'm trying to say is that hypergamy and having boundaries and all of these concepts that many people, including myself, have discussed and promoted are not exclusive only to Eastern European women. So I find it to be a little divisive in nature because that is not everyone's experience. I'm sure there are plenty of Eastern European women as well that have not had those experiences that, you know, of dating men that are culturally for them, I suppose, that are supposed to be providers, all these different things. And you know why? Because as women, we all share the experience. I don't care what your race, ethnicity, skin color, any, I don't care what it is. We've all experienced as women what it feels like to be played, heartbroken, disappointed, and we've all dated people at some point or another where I guess we could say in hindsight, darn, I should have done better. So I think we should consider this because Africans, if we know anything about African culture, which not that many people do because it's not something that is widespread in the media, that is their culture as well. African women are, from what I know and have experienced, extremely extravagant. In the best way, they always promote dating men that are providers and very similar in nature to what society classifies as Eastern European culture. So again, I just think that it needs to be clarified and discussed because I saw many, for whatever reason, on my TikTok, which my TikTok is all spirituality, working out, maybe some true crime, and then the occasional random thing about, I guess, femininity, all these different things. And I was just a little taken aback because I'm thinking, oh, what's going on in, like, I guess the Eastern European world where something is trending? And I didn't see anything mind-boggling or different. I just saw that it was repackaged versions of everything that has already been discussed by people of many different ethnicities, races. So it can be very divisive in nature, especially because it almost can set up a mindset of, oh, they know the way. If you look like this or this is your culture, like you must know the way. So I'm only going to take my advice from you. And that is not accurate, especially because we are different and people in life, we have different experiences. And I think it's important that we get our advice from people that we aspire to be like, but also people that we feel are being honest and intelligent in their in what they are promoting and also in their experiences. And again, from a educated emphasis on educated and logical perspective, that is not exclusive to only Eastern European women. And for myself, being Black and being Caribbean, I have experienced things that are very similar in nature to Eastern European women. And my job in my space on the internet was to bring my good experiences, both good and bad, honestly and transparently, to the internet, but essentially promoting the same thing. So to only leave it up to only getting your advice from any specific anything, I think can be very divisive in nature. And I think that's something that we need to consider as a whole. Now, I was thinking about accountability and what that really means. And as we get prepared, which we all should be doing already for the new year 2023, which I am so excited about. Listen, honestly, I don't think I've ever been this intuitively excited about any new year in my life. And I think it's almost something that is beyond my articulation. It's just a feeling. And especially because this year was extremely spiritually transformative, I still think 2023 is going to be spiritual for me as well, but it'll be the release and elevation of whatever was holding me back. Things that were happening to me in this year were so supernatural in nature, honestly, that I know that next year will be so, so much better. And I have to say that feels very, very relieving. So when I think about accountability, right, this pertains to many different areas. One being accountability in understanding that your feelings will not kill you. Not knowing certain things is not the end of the world. And I understand. We all have experience wanting control in some aspect of our lives, and it's just human nature. Some people take it to the extreme, and for the most part, all of us can relate to, principally, wanting to have control over things, and also being scared to feel our feelings. One thing that I let myself do, which I'm very happy about, in this very emotionally heavy and devastating year for me, was to let myself feel and just surrender to the feeling. There were plenty of times where I felt hurt, sad, broken, upset, defeated, heartbroken, just everything. Like, I have definitely experienced and felt, and just I let myself feel it. That's it. What are we so afraid of? Whatever you resist, persists. So think about that. So when I think about accountability as well, I was at my best friend. I call her like my soulmate pretty much. But I went to a holiday party with my best friend, my sister. And today's her birthday also. So you guys should go to my Instagram. Totally wish her a happy birthday. I love you, Justine. Shout out to her. But I went to a holiday party with her, and there was this guy there, and his energy was instantly familiar to me. And this is how I know that saying is so true, when people say that you know that you've healed when your ex is not even your type anymore. And that is so true, because this guy's energy reminded me so much of one of my ex-boyfriends. Truly, it was unwelcomed. Truly, I mean that in every aspect of the word. And it's interesting, because how I really know that I healed from that experience or anything similar in nature in reference to that was the fact that I wasn't even willing to entertain it. Now listen, okay, we all have like little things that we may, you know, kind of want to entertain. Listen, I've done it before too. I'm not different and far away from anybody. I know what it feels like. And that's why I can come and share based on my experiences. And I realized that it is precisely the familiarity of it all that really just turned me off, and I did not want to engage or entertain, I should say, beyond anything. So he basically had his eyes set on me the entire night. I kid you not. And I just really just ignored it pretty much. And ultimately, he did ask me for my name. Ask me my name. And he was actually a bodyguard there, and yada, yada, yada. Even the history that he had sounded similar to my ex. It was just really astonishing how life can work that way. Long story short, he asked me initially for my, for my Snapchat. And I literally jerked my head back. Like, I said, how old are you? You know, Because, yeah, I usually do prefer to date older guys, but I certainly do not date people younger than me in any aspect. It won't happen for me. And he is the same age as me. So the reason I asked that is because I thought, you know, like the kids, they like to, I don't know, communicate via Snapchat. I said, well, why would you ask for my Snapchat? He said, oh, because I didn't want to be too forward, you know, and ask for your phone number or anything. And I said, yeah, but you could have asked for my Instagram, honestly, at the very least. And for me, it didn't even really matter if he asked me for my Instagram because I had no interest in him whatsoever anyway. So normally that's something that I have been very guarded about in the past. I don't know what the future is going to look like, but I've always been very guarded about that because in my past experiences and the people that I was attracting, that just didn't align for that, but whatever, that's a whole different story. So I was like, you can literally just ask for my Instagram. So I showed him my Instagram, and he was saying he didn't ask for it also because he doesn't really use Instagram like that. Mind you, he has way more followers than he has almost 100,000 followers. Crazy. Like, whatever. So anyways, he then left off saying, you know, well, you know, we can hang out sometime, like if you want. And I'm like, okay, have a good night. So he ends up responding to one of my stories and he DMs me. And he was saying, oh, if you want to hang out sometime, like we totally can. And I said, to be honest with you, I'm not a hangout type of girl. So I'm not really interested in anything like that. Also, yes, I did just get out of something, which was really easy for me to say because, you know, that served as an excuse. So that really just solved that. And I let it go. And it felt so good in that moment to just be honest and shut things down. Even if I like said, oh, I have a boyfriend or whatever the case is, like whatever you have to say to shut things down, it felt so good for me to do that because I know that there was once upon a time, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, where a guy likes you and you feel so put on the spot that you, you know, give him your number or all these different things. And if you know me personally, you know how extremely private I am, not only in general, but also with my phone number. I do not play around with my phone number. My phone number usually changes every single year. I've had the same one for a good amount of time now, probably for over a year. So who knows what's going to happen, but I do not play around with giving out my phone number. It is very sacred to me. I don't like everyone having access to my private phone number. I just am very, very intentional with whom I share that with. And so I just was very happy in that moment that I shut that down and it wasn't this lingering thing where all of a sudden this person's going to feel like, maybe they're... No, the answer is definitively no. I shut it down already. And I say all that to say to you guys, consider that because as we step into the new year, after a while, sympathy really ends. All the negative traits within ourselves, okay, let's hold ourselves accountable, please, are not acceptable. No one's going to give you grace continuously because we are not the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, okay, for poor behavior consistently. We don't care. We are tired of it. You should be tired of it. If you have character, like really significant character flaws or anything, things that you need to fix, fix them. Fix them. That's a part of taking accountability and healing, true healing, because healing is the ability to diminish your triggers and have a healthy emotional response or experience daily. You don't need to level, right? You know that psychological term I use when you level with people? It's called leveling, where you have to essentially like bring, like showcase how you're better than someone to make yourself feel better, essentially. And there are always going to be differences in the world. That's what makes the world go round. And it's not necessary, because true maturity and emotional intelligence is understanding that your experience, your life is unique to you, and finding ways to invalidate others' experiences in any capacity is an extreme character flaw. That's what it is. And so participating in things, miserable things, or, you know, feeling the need to do that really just highlights a serious character flaw. And I think that, no, I know that it is time that we cut that out. Seriously, no one feels bad. Enough is enough. And we have to admit these things to ourselves. And you know what? The truth hurts. So if it's a trigger, that shows you where you need to heal, if it's a trigger. We live in such an oddly sensitive society where we can say whatever it is that we want to say, but we can't accept the truth being told back to us. And please be able to tell the difference. So what I mean by that is, one of my personal peeves is when somebody does something, but hearing what they did back to themselves is offensive. I mean, cognitive dissonance at its finest. I truly have such a peeve for that, because I don't understand how your actions are offensive to hear out loud. Then you shouldn't have done it. It's just that cut and dry. It's like a guy cheating and you bringing it to his attention. Hey, you have a girlfriend. And he's like, wow, so you're really bringing that up? What, like, and just getting so defensive. And it's like, wait, I'm just very confused, because this is literally the truth. Why are you getting upset? This is reality. And when we are healing, we have to understand that it's about having the capacity to move forward, right? And not view things from such a limited lens, or AKA a lens from our trauma. Because that's a very, very dangerous lens to view life. And if you think about it, even in the internet space, I know being on having platforms, being public in aspects, is that, yeah, people, you are susceptible to criticism and things like that. But what people don't truly understand is that there's a difference between criticism and psychosis. Telling lies or spewing negativity and hateful rhetoric in anyone's comment section is psychosis. It's not criticism. That is something that also people need to take accountability for. It doesn't make any sense. What possesses you to wake up and participate in actions like that? To strangers, to celebrities. It is mind-boggling to think that you have, like, celebrities. Kim Kardashian doesn't care. Stop. Like, seriously. She doesn't care that you think she photoshopped her photo. She doesn't care that you think that she's ugly. She doesn't care that you didn't like her outfit. And she doesn't care about your opinion, period. She doesn't know you. Please, let that sink in. So, I will never understand myself, people that do things like that. I mean, surely, probably these people can't be over the age of 11. If they are emotionally, mentally, they are probably at the age of 11 years old. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So this is all about taking accountability and not letting our trauma continue to shape our world. Because when you constantly view things like that, you're always going to have this deluded sense of self, where you're so involved in your own self-centered delusions that it becomes impossible to not project and take other people's experiences personal, which of course have nothing to do with them. And people that participate in things like this are and still and will always be miserable because they don't have self-esteem. Emphasis on self, which is what you need to work on. But you can't do that if you're worried about everybody else. I mean, think about it. There will always be differences in the world, and that's what makes the world go round. But what's interesting, especially as it pertains to like just the social media space and the internet, where people really, they take people's lifestyles and things to be so, like, as so like offensive, and it's so, if you don't understand, it's so difficult to accept, you know, someone living a certain lifestyle. Yeah. You know what the truth is, okay? There will be people that, yeah, they do live sketchy lives and they have all of the things, right? The cars, the house, like, yeah, that's a reality. So what? Then you also have people that are making an honest living. And you may not exactly know how that person is making the living that they're living, living that they're living, just like the other person. You don't necessarily know that for sure, but because it's so elusive to you, it's offensive. You got to talk down about it. You got to make yourself feel good because at least you know what it is that you do. It's giving weak. Cut it out. Seriously. And when you behave juvenile, you make yourself susceptible to be reprimanded like a child when you act like one. That's a part of being accountable. And usually, children can't be accountable, or they choose to not be accountable. There's a lack of accountability as it pertains to children and having a very juvenile mindset. And this is very important because in general, I've realized in my experience and being on the internet that people, they just love to hate, you know, of course, for whatever reason that they feel that they have. But people aren't truly as informed. You know how many times I've posted videos where I'll say something that may trigger someone, whatever, and I will explain the point in detail. And it's almost as though they stopped watching the video when they heard one thing. And then they commented on it, and it was just, it couldn't have been more obvious that the entire video wasn't watched. So they can furiously type their opinion angrily to me and create elaborate, you know, comments and theories. But they can't use those same fingers to watch through the content and find out the truth. I saw something the other day that I really liked, and it said, instead of taking offense, try to understand. How about we try that? How about we try to understand people instead of taking offense? But I understand people are committed to ignorance because it makes them feel better about themselves. And it has every bit to do with them than it does for me or for you, if that's the case. And taking accountability for yourself and your experiences in life is understanding that you're never going to feel satisfied if you have to develop or derive your self-worth and confidence from comparing yourself to others and feeling like you beat them in some way. And it's just hilarious because whatever invisible competition that is being derived in the mind, you're alone on that hill because comparison is the thief of joy. So when it comes to our romantic dynamics, when you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, your old type will genuinely not be attractive to you anymore. When you see things that feel familiar in nature, and you know in what way That is not a sign to dig your heels deeper. Okay? We are in the season where we're not just, you know, aimlessly doing things for no reason anymore. Okay? We're not going to just do things just for fun and just, I'll see how it goes. No. Enough. How is it that some people manage to repeat the same exact patterns? Okay? It's the same patterns with a different face. And other people, like, for instance, and I'm using this solely for context. How is it that some women are able to experience 4-5 different dynamics that are abusive in the specific, the same way, in the same manner? And another person hasn't even experienced one type of person that was abusive at all. Now, that's not to say that that other person that didn't experience abuse had a great experience. That's not what I'm saying. But it's interesting to me. What does that tell me? And what should that tell, well, you? That you're the independent variable in this situation. So when you have a pattern of constantly attracting the same types of people, that is not a life thing. That's not a them thing. It's a you thing. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a you thing, whether you realize it or not. Like, I know that these things may be hard to hear, but it is the truth that really does set you free, right? I learned this in 5th grade. I'll never forget hearing this for the first time in my life, where the lunch aide said to me, "The truth will set you free." I'll never forget that. And I don't even remember in which context it was said to me, but I'll just never forget that. And also, yeah, it's in the Bible as well. And so when I think about things like this, I am committed, and so should you be, to learning lessons the first time, especially at this big age, and especially as we prepare for the new year. Like, drop the patterns, and holding on to things about ourselves that need to be changed and shifted and improved, and be very honest with yourself. Because listen, the only person that's going to be hurt in the end is you when you lie to yourself. Okay? If you truly crave genuine and authentic connections, you gotta be that yourself. Period. Or you're constantly going to attract people, things, circumstances. Why? Life is images of the mind expressed. That's why. It's like confirmation bias. I see that there's a Range Rover Velar that I really love. And the R Dynamic one specifically, just so you know. And I keep seeing it in the exact color that I like. Why? How is it that we're able to just see that over and over again? The very thing that we like, we're able to see. Because life is images of the mind expressed in every capacity. So yeah, that includes your reality, your experiences, because why? They are your images in your head that you're thinking of, that you're picturing, is going to be expressed into your reality. People always have a problem with me. I don't know why, you know, no one ever likes me. All of these different things, your reality is going to confirm just that. You're one decision away from making the next right choice, doing the next best thing, or continuing to perpetuate, well, the same old, and getting the same old experience and then complaining about it and feeling like you're a victim of life, and then no one's going to feel bad for you. After a certain age, sympathy evaporates. Think about that. Yeah. That's what it is. And so that's what I have to say in regards to this topic specifically. I hope that this was very thought-provoking for you guys. And I will 100% be uploading more content on TikTok because I truly and thoroughly enjoyed making the TikToks I did today. I have to say, it was a bit of a learning curve for me initially because I have not used TikTok in so long. Like, I kid you not. I started using TikTok a lot at one point. I got super good at learning how to actually use it. And then I just completely stopped. And then I forgot how to use the app completely. I couldn't even figure out how to record the video without it stopping every 5 seconds. So that was a learning curve within itself. But once I figured that out, and that's just the basics, I was like, okay, I'm on my way. So I really enjoyed that. And I'm just uploading whatever's on my mind. I mean, it's the first time that I uploaded a bunch of stuff just speaking, because majority of the content I was filming before was just more parody-like in nature. I mean, listen, I'm not really necessarily going to stop that, but we're just going to make it whatever it is that I want, because that's just simply what it is that I want to do. Period. End of story. So I'm just going to be showing up in the way that I feel called to, and I hope that you guys really do enjoy it. It's very difficult for me to learn reels. I've tried a million times. TikTok is way more user-friendly. And I wish I can use reels, but reels is so hard to use. And I really just don't have the patience for it. I genuinely really don't, because it is always lagging behind whenever I'm trying to film something. And it's very difficult to try and edit within reels. And then I know you can do the whole not putting the watermark on your TikTok sort of thing. I mean, I haven't really had much luck with that either. But anyways, make sure you guys are following me on TikTok. I'm definitely going to link that down in the show notes below. I'd love to know what you guys thought about this episode. And I also want to say, I love it when you guys tag me on Instagram and when you guys screen record, you know, your favorite segments and stuff. I always repost. If I see it, I repost it. There has never been a time where I see something and I don't repost it. And I also do go out of my way to respond to at least 20 to 50 DMs a day. I really, really do. Genuinely. So it is much appreciated. 1000%. Make sure you guys are heading over to my TikTok. And I'm probably going to show you guys some products that I got on there soon. And also, I will be uploading another YouTube video. Yay! So happy for that. So, yes. Very, very happy. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for your support. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.